So you're a little bit older now, and you want to know, how do you choose the right workout plan? For that matter, you want to know how to choose the right diet for you, for your specific conditions, for your body type, for your specific goals. And you're willing to do the work. It's just that there's so much information out there. It's being presented by so many different fitness experts. And that's great. You love the availability of the information. It's just that all of the information, it's so confusing. It seems to contradict each other. You have one fitness expert telling you this, another one telling you that, another one tells you something else. They all seem so certain and confident, and they give you the impression, directly state or imply, that if you don't do it their way, you're not going to get any gains at all. So what do? Well, in this podcast, I'm going to talk about the dirty dozen. I'm going to expose the dirty little secrets of the fitness experts. I'm going to explain why you're confused, frustrated, and being misled by the fitness experts. I'm sure this podcast is going to really upset a lot of fitness experts out there. Now, some of them, it's part of their marketing plan, but that's a small few. The majority, it just happens. I'm going to help you climb into the mind of a fitness expert so you can take all the information and move forward with certainty and confidence as you figure out how to choose the right workout plan for you and the right diet for you. I'm going to do that for you and a whole lot more in this podcast. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Workouts for Older Men podcast. I am Skip LaCour, and I'm so glad you are here joining me for this podcast. This past week, and this podcast, and I wrote a blog post that I thought would be, a few hundred words, turn out to be 11 pages. It's kind of my Jerry Maguire moment. All right, I got really emotional, and wrote a blog post, and now I am doing this podcast to complement it so it can read and interpret your way. And if you're a reader, but also you can listen to the passion in my voice and the inflection in what I'm saying, because this is something that is really important to me. Like I said, it's my Jerry Maguire moment. If you remember the movie, he went against the grain. He had to get something off his chest. He had this belief that he was going to change the sports agent industry that he was in, to do the right thing, right? Now, that didn't work out very well for Jerry Maguire in the short run. So I'm taking a risk here, right? But I've just been so filled with passion because I know this is the right thing to do. I know this is what you need. You need to hear this information. I've been doing this for 30 years. Before the internet ever got going, I was right on it when it hit. I've been doing it ever since. I've interacted with so many men, and now I specialize in the mindset, the lifestyle, the goals, the challenges of older men with busy, productive lives who want to put their fitness, they want to make it a higher priority. And I know you want to know how to choose the right workout plan. Now, that's first and foremost, because I know what you're thinking, I know what you need. And then a far, far second, and we probably should talk about that, is you want to know, how do you choose the right diet? And there's so much information out there, and there's so many passionate fitness experts. Many of them are much, much younger than you and I, right? And they look great, and they're passionate, and they're certain, and there's so many of them. And that would be great. There's so much information available. Isn't that great? The internet, so much information available. The only challenge is all the information seems to contradict each other. It's conflicting. It has you confused. It has you frustrated. It has you overwhelmed. It has you throwing up your hands. And many men don't know what actions to take next. They're settling for a physique that they're starting to wonder, well, maybe it's because I'm older, because I'm trying all these different training routines. I'm doing this training routine from this expert. Maybe that guy's younger, but he looks good. He seems certain, right? There's so much information out there, and so many older guys, smart guys. They're smart. They're successful in their family. They're successful in their business. and they want to put a higher priority on fitness at this stage of life. Maybe they used to do it before, got away from coming back. Maybe this is the first time in their life that they're putting their health and fitness, making a priority, because they have to, they want to, they want to be alive and vibrant and have more energy. Maybe they have health concerns. Whatever it is for you, why you're putting your health and fitness higher priority, I specialize in helping you get the most effective and efficient strategies to help get you to the next level while respecting and appreciating your limited amount of willpower, focus, energy, and time. You got to be effective and efficient with it. You've got a family, you got a business. You spent many years building that up. You can't just throw it away. You have to use effective and efficient strategies. Again, that respect your willpower, focus, energy, and time. And a lot of the information, it comes from much younger fitness experts. And they look great. They seem knowledgeable. They're certainly passionate. They're influential. But you can kind of tell that they don't have all the responsibilities that you have. They live a different lifestyle. But you don't know. They tell you you have to do this, and you're more than willing to do it. It's just that it seems extreme. It's not sustainable for your lifestyle. And you certainly don't want to have your family in business. You don't want to throw that aside. You work too hard for it. But is that what it's going to take, what the younger passionate fitness experts say that you must do? Is that what it's going to take to have your health and fitness? Maybe you're in this category because I help a lot of men. They've done the work. They've been doing this, whether they've been doing it for about, you know, a year, maybe a couple years, maybe for 10 years, maybe longer. And they look far better, much, much better than the men their age. And I always say they're in the top 20%. Some of them kind of say, well, I've got so much work to do. I don't look that great. And I make them look around and say, hey, well, look around, men your age. Right, whether they work out or not, they got 100 of them. We wrestled up 100 men your age. Where do you think you'd stack up? And it's pretty easy to see when they think about it. They've been training a year consistently, sometimes even less. Just putting that much work puts you in the top 20%. That's really important to understand that, because you know the human body as it ages, I don't care how well you take care of yourself, you know, certain challenges are going to occur. And to get to a higher level, which I say the top 5% like me, you may have to do things differently, not just more of the same. That's frustrating. You want more. You want to look closer to me than you do the other men your age who don't even work out. How do you do that? It's a different way of thinking, a different way of taking action. And is it because you're older? Is it because you're not following the right training routine, the right diet? Again, there's so much information out there. It gets really confusing, frustrating. It's overwhelming. What do you do? And again, this is my Jerry Maguire moment, because I've been doing this so long, helping out so many other men. I know the confusion, frustration, and overwhelm, right? I know the questions that are being asked, and some of them aren't good questions, and they're getting the right answers to questions that, if they get the right answer to the questions they ask, all that's going to do is take them more off course. And they're going to say, well, I did it right. Why aren't I getting the results that I want? They look in the mirror. They have no understanding. They feel that they're not in control, that they can change their body's appearance. Yet they're putting in the effort. So much confusing information out there. And I hear their interpretation. I must talk to at least 5 older men a day on the phone. I'm not even talking about my one-on-one coaching clients. I welcome you. I want to make sure that you're on my mailing list. And I'll welcome you into my special group. So I talk to men all the time for 5 minutes to an hour, all right, because I'm really passionate about helping you, our special group of men, our unique way of looking at the world, and our specific goals. And so I hear the way that they're interpreting all the information, how they're confused, how they're frustrated, how they're overwhelmed, how they're going in the wrong direction. And they just aren't understanding everything that's said. Now, a lot of it is because the fitness experts, how they're explaining it to you, they're not doing a good job in some cases. In some cases, they are doing a good job. It's just that it's really hard. It's a real challenge when they're on one side of the video screen and they can't interact. And I'm going to talk about that during this podcast. So they're giving you the right information, certainly sound information. It's just that your interpretation might be off. So there is a lot of misinformation out there, and there's a lot of information that's just being misinterpreted. But how do you know? Why can't someone just tell you exactly what to do so you can do the work and do it? And that's been the big frustration. So during this podcast, I want to expose what I call the dirty little secrets. I call it the dirty dozen. Why you're confused, frustrated, and being misled by the fitness experts, right? This podcast will surely piss off, upset a lot of fitness experts. They'll be wondering, is he talking about me? Is he talking about me? But I'll tell you this too, it may piss off, it may upset you if you are certain with the way you're training or how you're prioritizing everything it takes to have a great body and you're not getting the results that you want. But you've settled, you're certain with what you're doing, the process seems like it makes sense, even though you're not getting the results, and you do the same things every day, and you want to continue doing that. This podcast might rock your sense of certainty, something that you've been doing forever, even though you don't get the results, you've been doing it. And there's a lot of comfort and control of doing the same old things, even if you're not getting the results. So I'm going to warn you, if you are a guy who likes to just keep his routine the same, likes things black and white, doesn't like things to be too complicated, you're set in your ways, and you're not getting the results, and maybe you've chalked it up to old age or genetics or whatever it may be, and you want to just keep on doing the same thing, you may not want to listen to this podcast, right? You know, a lot of times people say they want change, but they really want to just have a sense of control and do the same things. So not only will this podcast surely upset a lot of fitness experts, could upset you if you're stuck in your ways and you're not getting the results you want, but you don't want to change. All right. But I have to do this because, again, I talk to so many men. I see how they're confused, and they just need it explained maybe just a different way. Now, again, I said I don't know and I don't believe that the fitness experts are intentionally trying to mislead you. It is misleading you, how it's being presented, but I'm not saying they're intentionally trying to mislead you. I really do believe some are. The ones who are more marketers, they have a plan, and I can tell that they're using a marketing tactics, and I'll talk about that. They may even have a good intention by keeping you confused and having you come to them for advice. But I really do believe that is just a small part of the fitness experts out there. I think the vast majority, just because of how it's set up, they can't interact with you back and forth. It's tough to do it on a video to get the right explanation. And they're forced in a lot of ways to do certain things. And that's what I want to explain to you so you have a better understanding of why is it so hard for you to choose the right workout plan? Why is it so hard for you to choose the right diet? Why are you so confused and frustrated? And why are there so many different fitness experts telling you so many different things? But this information could set you free. So you won't spend so much time going from training routine to training routine. And not knowing how it all works and feeling frustrated, and even worse, settling for a body and a training routine and a diet that doesn't work, but you just keep on doing it. You just throw up your hands because you're so, you know, frustrated, you're so confused. This will surely set you free. The biggest challenge that I see, and whether it's directly stated or implied with all the fitness information, again, the fitness experts, they look amazing. They're passionate. They seem to know what they're talking about, right? And it's directly stated or implied that if you don't do it their way, you're just wasting your time. You're not going to get any gains at all. It's like a 10 out of 10 or a 0 out of 10, and there's nothing in between. Again, That's either directly stated or implied, or it's interpreted that way. Either way, you, as the man who's looking for the information, that puts you in a very disempowering position. So as I talk about this dirty dozen, some of the things that keep you confused and frustrated and misled by the fitness experts, help you understand so you just can just get to work with more certainty and confidence. Imagine what it would look like to look in the mirror, and no matter what you look like right now, he said, you know, I feel 100% capable that I can change my body's appearance. I know I need to do this, this, and this. It's just a matter of doing it. Just about being motivated to do it and taking it up to higher and higher standards. Imagine how that would feel to be able to look in the mirror and have those beliefs about yourself, feeling totally in control. Imagine what it would feel like to be in the gym and move from set to set to set and feel comfortable that you're doing the right thing, that you're giving yourself the best chance to build that muscle, lose that body fat. Maybe you'll even attack that diet because you know diet's so important. Maybe you're just kind of putting it off and hoping that your training can make up and help you lose that maybe last stubborn 10 or 15 pounds of body fat. Even though you know you got to pay more attention to your diet, you might even attack it. Right? That's what I want for you. So let's talk about this dirty dozen. I want to give you this clarity from my 30 years of doing this, and not only for myself, helping out so many other men along the way, writing articles and podcasts and videos for the last 30 years, interacting with thousands and thousands of men throughout the years, and this focus on older men like us with busy, productive lives. I mean, it's given me the insight to share with you, and I know what the challenge is. I know what you're going through. So let's talk about challenge number one, all right, that you need to understand, is that you're in a very select group of men, and there's not a lot of information that is designed for you. Let me explain what I mean. Think about this from a marketing point of view, a supply and demand point of view, right? So you're a little bit older. You've been taking care of yourself. Whether you've been doing it for 10 years, 5 years, 5 months, it doesn't take very long for you, when you're dedicated, to look much better than the men your age. People tell you that all the time. You know that. You know that if you were to get 100 men your age, again, the ones who work out, the ones who don't, doesn't matter. The human body, men's bodies, as they age, certain challenges occur. So whether they work out or not, if you look around, you're easily in the top 20%. Of the 100 with the best body for your age. Now think about that, because it's not going to do you any good to not understand the situation you're really in, have that self-awareness so you can know when you're winning, but also when you're not winning, you know what to do, right? So you're in that top 20%, and I know a lot of the men who may be listening to this podcast, they're rather new to the process, and they might have 40, 50, 60 pounds to lose. But I'm telling you this, if you dedicate yourself to this, you give yourself a year or less, you'll be in that top 20% too. And I applaud you for the work that we've done and the consistency and how we've made it a priority. But it's just that men at our age, the competition isn't very steep. It's easy once you get going to get in that top 20%. Getting to the top 5%, like so many people see me, how at 57 can you look that way? Is it because you've been training for so long? What is it? What do you know? And I always talk about how a millionaire, a man who makes $1 million a year, all right, a man who makes $1 million a year, he doesn't work 10 times harder than the man who makes $100,000 a year. Right? He's not 10 times smarter. He doesn't work 10 times harder. And he certainly can't work 10 times as many hours in a day. He just knows subtle distinctions, small distinctions, subtleties, the nuance, that the man who makes $100,000 a year, which is great, right? It's great, you know, but it's the same man, flesh and bones, the other guy is making $1 million a year. There's 100 times more intelligence, 100 times more desire, 100 times more time doing it. They don't put in 100 times more in a day. It's just a different mindset. It's a different way of thinking. And that's what separates me from, you know, the men who are in that top 20%. And those are the strategies. Those are a lot of men who come to me. They're frustrated. They did not work this hard just to come to this. They want to get closer to me. And that's the information that I want to share with you. And say, that's the point. The dirty little secret number one, right, is that you're in a select group. There's not a lot of information out there for you. It's a simple case of supply and demand, right? Just think about it, all right? Most of the information is for people who are really overweight, 40, 50 pounds, men and women. They just need them to move more and eat less, right? And they got to get them to lose weight, and they're probably not going to stick with it, all right? That's the vast majority of information out there. And it's creeping in, even though it doesn't apply to you, it's creeping into your psyche. And I know that because I talk to so many men like you. And it comes at the right time, and it really doesn't apply to you, but it kind of slips into your thinking. And I can explain some of that throughout. You'll know what I'm talking about. All right? And then the other information is for the younger, passionate fitness experts who are willing to work out 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Maybe you want to do that because you want to reach your goal so much. It's not necessary, but they're willing to do whatever it takes, work longer, harder, move their entire life around because, and I'll talk about that, that's their identity, whether they're a fitness expert or not, but they have that mentality, and sometimes they can't relate to you. And their strategies work for them, but they're not sustainable for you. So you have all this fitness information and eating information that is for inactive, very overweight men and women, right? That's the vast majority of the fitness information. And then it skips right past you and it goes right to the, you know, the really extreme thinking that you can't sustain that lifestyle. Even if you wanted to do it, I mean, you're willing to do the work. That's where all the strategies, that's where all the thinking is. You're in this very select group. You're in the top 20% of the men your age, but you want to get to that top 5% with me, and there's no information for you, right? It all skips you. It's either too general or too extreme, too specific, and you don't need that either. It's important that you know that as I explain why you're confused, why you're frustrated, and why you're being misled by the fitness experts. In this case, you know, if you think the generic advice or what they're saying, that you have to do all that. The fitness experts, again, it's their identity. They do it. They've done it. I know what that's like. You know, I did a lot of things, and they made me look great, but I didn't know which ones until I retired that, hey, I don't have to do this. I don't have, and I can still look great, right? And that's a lot of your fitness experts. Again, not that they're trying to mislead you. It's just that that's what they believe at this evolution. They're younger. Maybe they've been training for 5 years, 10 years, they're passionate about it, whatever it is, it's working for them. But at this point, they may not know, okay, that certainly isn't going to work for you and your lifestyle. So forcing you or expecting you or kind of giving you this ultimatum, well, if you want the body that, you might have to do that, that's not true. It doesn't matter, you can't do it. Anyway, so what's it matter if it is the best strategy, if you can't do it, if you can't sustain it? All right, so that's something that you should remember as you're trying to get all this information. Why is it so confusing? Why is it so frustrating? You're a smart guy. It should come to you a lot easier than it appears, right? So let's talk about the second thing that you need to be aware of, right? A dirty little secret. Great communication happens back and forth between two people, right? I had a mentor who would say a great communicator takes responsibility for both sides of the communication. Both sides. He didn't just say anything, well, this is what I told you. Hey, you didn't get it right. Well, that's on you. No, a great communicator takes responsibility for both sides, what he says and how it's perceived. Right? Doesn't just throw it out there and hope that the person understands. We all come from different worlds, different levels of experience. Right? The way I look at fitness, doing it for so long, I might miss how you look at it. No matter how many men who I work with, I might miss it. I need to talk with you back and forth. That's why I love the one-on-one coaching that I do, because it creates real lasting change. So if you're a man who's a little bit older and you're watching all the free YouTube videos, you got no skin in the game, there's no accountability, and you're just collecting more and more information, you're setting yourself up to be in the worst situation, right? If you're buying a $99 training routine or program, you know, that's better. You're investing yourself. But if you think that's really specific to you, I know a lot of fitness experts say, well, this isn't a cookie cutter diet. Well, if they've never talked to you and you just answer a few questions, it is. They don't know your lifestyle. There are many ways to get from point A to point B. You'd have to have a conversation. You know, I talk to men for hours as they go on a coaching journey with me, whether that's weeks or months or just a few sessions, right? There's a lot of communication going back and forth because that's what's needed. I can't just, you know, even these podcasts, the videos, and that's the disadvantage that the fitness experts are at. Even if they wanted to make sure that you're interpreting the information as they intend, how are they going to talk to you back and forth? Right, again, that's why I value the one-on-one coaching, because it really creates change. Some of these videos, I mean, a fitness expert have the best intentions, and they know what they're talking about and really have the sincere desire to help you. That doesn't mean you're going to interpret it right. Again, a great fitness expert, a coach, a teacher, takes responsibility for both sides of the conversation. Doesn't just tell you something, have the best intentions, and hope you understand what he's telling you. But that takes the back and forth you're not getting from videos, right? So that's what you need to understand, why this is so confusing, is you may be interpreting right. Maybe I know a lot of fitness experts say the other fitness experts are factually wrong, scientifically wrong, the research is wrong, whatever. There's a lot of back and forth discrediting other fitness experts. Right, there is some misinformation out there, but I do think it's how you're interpreting the information, or it's just not specific to you. You don't need all of these very extreme fitness strategies, eating strategies that are really not sustainable. You don't need those to lose that last 10 or 15 pounds of body fat to meet your goals at this age. But if that's not the world they live in, and they're just kind of telling you how they do it and how maybe the extreme people do it, they're not getting your story to make it really individualized to you. So tell you, it does take a back and forth conversation. I'll tell you, I talk to so many men, and you know, a lot of older men who work out and they're dedicated and they're willing to do the work. They all have this last 10 or 15 pounds of stubborn fat. You may know what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter what you're doing and how long you do it, it seems like you can't lose that fat. And they come to me, and they want to know the right training program. And so the first thing, again, and I'll talk about getting the right answer to the wrong question, I won't answer that question because it will mislead them. Right? They'll think that a training program is going to help them lose that 10, 15, 20 pounds of stubborn fat. All right? And if I give them the answer, or they think I'm giving them that answer, they're just going to be more and more frustrated. They're not going to lose the stubborn fat, and they're not going to know why. And they're going to think of all the work, and they're going to say, Skip, told me the wrong answer. So I have to kind of break their pattern where it's going to happen through nutrition. We got to go down that journey. You got to put that much energy and effort into cracking the code when it comes to nutrition if you want to lose that 10 or 15 pounds of stubborn body fat. And I'm telling you, I'll tell them that five times in five different ways, and then it's you know, it's not that they're not smart. It's not that they're not dedicated, right? We're talking about smart guys who are successful with their family and their business. And I'll tell you, I just told them the fifth time, fifth different way, and then they say, well, what do you think about this training program? And if I answer that question, I just took all the emphasis, all the sense of urgency that I try to put in the diet to go down that route. And go down that journey. Communication, it's a two-way street. A great coach, a great mentor, a great communicator takes responsibility for both sides of the conversation. Doesn't just throw it out there. Well, that's what you're getting. Not by their fault. They're just giving you videos, right? They don't have the chance. Again, that's why I love the one-on-one coach, because it really helps you. It's a big investment of energy and time. For both of us, but it's effective. If you want to imagine looking in the mirror and feeling 100% confident that you can change your situation. One-on-one coaching is the best way to do it for this communication that a great leader can do, a great communicator can do, taking charge of both sides of the conversation. That's what you're up against. It's just important that you know that, because maybe you're not getting such bad information like you may think. Maybe a lot of fitness experts are telling you, making you kind of paranoid that all the information there is wrong or you're not doing it right. Here's another one of the dirty dozen. Number three, you're getting the right answers to the wrong questions. Right? And that's kind of, you know, talked about a little, like when you asked me what's the right training program, weight training program to lose that stubborn body fat. And if you punch that in the internet, you're going to come up with an answer. And it's not going to be what I just told you. It's going to be someone for what believing that there is a weight training program that's going to significantly help you do that at your age. Maybe they truly believe it, right? Maybe that's some searchable. That's a very common way of thinking for men who are like you are going through the journey. You're going to type that in, and someone says, hey, that gets typed in a lot. There's a marketing strategy, right? That gets typed in a lot. I'm going to give them the answer. I've done the research, and men who are at the beginning of their journey, older, smarter, that's how they punch it in. So I'm going to make a video of it, right? I'm going to answer their question. Well, that was the wrong question for what you're trying to do, lose that body fat. Again, it's not going to be done through your training program. And so if you ever wonder why you're getting such bad information, because if you punch in, you type in the phrasing, it's a bad question. Well, there's some bad fitness expert that's answering that. They should know that they know why you're asking it. They know it's a common way of thinking that doesn't work. They probably understand all that. But they made a video, and so what are they going to do? Give you a training program, right? So again, if you ask the wrong question, someone's there to deliver you what you feel is the right answer, and then you proceed with that, what you think is the right answer, and you don't get results. And then you wonder why all the fitness experts give you bad information, because all the bad ones are answering that question the way you asked it, right? That's just something to understand. And I know you're new to this process, so how do you know, right? And we'll talk about, you know, solutions on how to work through all this. But right now, it's just important you understand, you know, why this is so challenging, why you're so confused, why you're so frustrated, why you're being misled by the fitness experts, whether it's intentional or not intentional. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what their intentions are if you're confused, frustrated, and you're not getting the results that you want. Number four, the dirty dozen, dirty little secrets of fitness experts. They talk or they present their information with this optimal or nothing approach. Optimal or nothing. Let me explain what I mean. You know, they've got a lot of pride. They want to give the best information. They do their research, and they want to give you the optimal strategies because that's what the research is for. They want to give you the best. Optimal. Scale from 1 to 10, a 10, right? And that's their mentality. I mean, a lot of fitness experts, not only do they want that for themselves, they want to only use 10 out of 10 strategies. It's their identity to look the part, to teach it. The best strategies, optimal, 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 right? I get that, all right? And if you really ask them, you know, and you say, well, if this person said this, what if I did it this way? If you did a follow-up question, you know, they'll tell you, oh, well, I'm just telling you what you should do to get optimal results, 10 out of 10. Right? That's what optimal would be, right? They don't think in any other way. And they probably, why do you want to have anything less than optimal? Well, there's a lot of reasons why it doesn't have to be optimal, right? Because first of all, you know, the difference between sometimes what the extreme thinking fitness expert might say that if something isn't optimal, they may give you the impression, they may even think that if you don't do it that way, it's a 0 out of 10, no gains. You're not going to build any muscle. You're not going to lose any fat unless you do it this optimal strategy, 10 out of 10. And they may directly state or imply, or you're just getting the impression that anything else is a zero. Right? If you've been doing this a long time, you're going to run into one of those very passionate, persuasive, influential, seems to be sincere, seems to be a good guy, certain has the body. How many, if you're just doing this for a few months, you're going to probably find five different things that someone's going to convince you that you've been doing it wrong the whole time. But it's been less than optimal. You probably know what I'm talking about, right? And you're thinking, is this why I look this way in the mirror? Because I use this exercise, that exercise, because it didn't turn my wrist this way or that way, or my macronutrient ratio is just a little off. Is that why I look that way? I've been doing it, quote unquote, wrong this whole time. No, you haven't. I don't care what strategy. If you're moving forward, I know that they make you think everything's bad or right, right or wrong. But there are training strategies, eating strategies, that solid 7, 8, 9 out of 10. Right? And they work very well with your schedule. And there's so many different facets from the training and the eating and the lifestyle and your mindset and your particular goals. Maybe you don't need all those extreme goals as the fitness expert. And they've lost empathy and understanding that your goals may be different. Well, I was just giving you optimal strategy. Yeah, but those optimal strategies, they don't work with my life. So who cares if it's optimal if you don't follow through? So it's important as you take charge of this information, as you break through the confusion, frustration, overwhelm, a lot of times the fitness experts are talking optimal or nothing. And if you could follow up, you could ask them, well, okay, you got the science, you got the research, I respect what you're saying. That's a 10 strategy. Well, what if I do it this way, right? What if I don't tilt my wrist this way? Or I do one more set or one less set. How much am I losing? I know yours is a 10. I'm giving that to you. I respect you. But if I do it this way, what is it on a scale from 1 to 10? Now, this is the challenge. You don't have the opportunity to ask them that question, but that would be a very intelligent question. Especially, and they probably don't know the answer, because to know the research about all these different things, how they compare, you know, a lot of people, you know, debate over if the research to begin with that they say is a 10 is really a 10, right? But they wouldn't be able to compare your strategy, but I'm telling you, it's got to be at least a 7, 8, or 9 to their 10, even if theirs is a 10. And those things, especially when you're older and you got a busy, productive life, all the things you need to do, they don't all have to be a 10, all right? So if you're looking in the mirror and you don't see what you want to see, and if you think it's because you did this way and not that way for this, this, and this, then you're being duped. And I'm not saying it's intentional, but you believe it's all or nothing, a 10 or a 0, you're wasting your time. It's not true. It's not true. You got to get away from that optimal thinking, because I'm telling you, if you're consistent or if you're persistent, that strategy at the worst is going to be a 7 out of 10. It's probably an 8 or a 9. Collectively, with everything you do, you're going to reach those goals that you have. And again, it's not your identity to be a fitness expert. They've lost empathy for what it takes to live your life. They probably don't live your life with the family and the business, right? And that's fine. But if they make you think the only way to look good at your age is to, you know, have their mentality and have their focus and attention and allocate your willpower, focus, energy, and time the way they do, or you just throw up your hands and you're leaving out important things because there's no wiggle room. They're not teaching that. Again, that's a disadvantage they have, but that's a trap that you're falling into when you're so confused about this information. Right? So let's talk about some more things. And this is what you need to understand. Right? You're looking all over the internet, right? What drew you to that fitness expert? Think about it. What drew you? Right? What got your attention? In this world that we live in now, with social media and everybody, I don't care if they're 18 years old or 68 years old, they have access to a high-quality camera, and that's what's great about this world. They can present their information. I just hope it's good. I hope it's what you need. We're talking about the challenges of maybe it's your interpretation. Maybe it's just bad information, but everybody has access to you if they can get your attention. Being outrageous gets attention. Think about that. You know, you got to pierce through all the noise, all the different fitness experts. They may just be outrageous, right? And I'm not necessarily talking about they say controversial things, meaning that their personality is so outrageous, so quirky, so crazy. But that can help. I'm not necessarily saying their thoughts or their ideas or their strategies are so outrageous, but they could. They could. Outrageous gets attention, right? But it also could be his body is just so ripped. It's so muscular, maybe for his age. It's so outrageous, it gets your attention. So it could be just so much muscle at his age, just ripped, shredded, lean. Maybe he can lift a lot of weight. Just beautiful shape. His presentation, the way he speaks, the way he talks to you, it's so relatable. It's outrageous. It's outstanding. It sticks out, grabs your attention. Maybe he's just incredibly handsome. All right, or maybe he knows a lot of science or whatever it may be, above average, sticks out among the crowd, blows everybody away. It's outrageous. It gets attention. All right, so are you following a fitness expert because they've got the best information for you, or do they grab your attention because something else other than the information that they're providing is outrageous, and that's what got your attention? You know, in Robert Cialdini's book, it's called Influence, the Psychology of Persuasion. He talks about social proof. That's one of the most influential qualities is nobody wants to eat in an empty restaurant, right? So if you go in a restaurant and it's packed all the time, then it must be good food, right? Because there's so many there, social proof. Well, that's what happens on social media. They're outrageous for any of those reasons that may or may not have anything to do with the information they actually offer you. They're going to get a lot of likes, shares, followers, tweets, retweets, mentions, collaborations with other outrageous fitness experts. And you're going to have this impression, well, look at all that attention. Look at all that social proof. The information must be rock solid. Well, maybe it's not. Could be. I don't know. Maybe they're just really good at getting a lot of attention, right? Who know? I don't know for sure. It'd have to be a case-by-case basis. But are you following that information because it's the best information for you when you want to know how to choose a workout plan or how to choose a diet? Or did someone just do a great job of getting your attention? A lot of other people, and so you have that social proof. That social proof, and you think, well, this must be the best information because and it must work for me. If I can't figure it out, that must be on me, not them, because they've got 4 million followers, right? And all these likes and shares, it must be me. And maybe not. Maybe not. Scott Adams, he's a trained hypnotist, author, master of influence, talks about the most influential quality, the most, is a visual cues. And so in this physical fitness world, right, if someone has an amazing body or they're handsome, it's very influential. So you got to think about how your influence, outrageous, gets attention. Number six of the Dirty Dozen, why you're confused, frustrated, and being misled by the fitness expert. Complicated strategies are interesting and get a lot of attention. I'm going to say that again. Number six, complicated strategies are interesting and get a lot of attention. All right. Here's the thing about it, though. Simple and effective. The same old, the basics, the fundamentals that work are what you need. Training, eating strategies do not have to be complicated in order to be effective. And as a matter of fact, if you've got a busy, productive life, you're a little bit older, you need to be them to be less complicated. So they're effective. You do them. They don't rob you of your willpower, focus, energy, and time so you can keep your busy, productive life intact, the business that you've built, the marriage and family that you work so hard on, right? Complicated strategies are very, very interesting. They get all that attention I talk about, right? They're new, they're different, right? They get a lot of attention. That doesn't mean that they are more effective. And maybe you're doing these complicated strategies, your brain is exploding, or you do them for a while thinking that they must be so great because they're getting a lot of attention and you can't sustain them. And then you have one more reference of failure. It doesn't matter how complicated or interesting a strategy is. if you can't sustain it for very long. It's going to be worthless to you. Right? So talking about the dirty dozen, these dirty little secrets of the fitness expert. Now, this one sometimes is intentional. Number seven, make things complicated going in. Let me explain this. This is an actual marketing strategy, right? Whether it's the fitness world or wherever someone is selling their information and inspiration to you, how to, they're going to teach you how to do something, right? This is inside and outside of the fitness industry. And here is the strategy, is to make things complicated. So when you go to the website, you want to solve your challenge, lose that muscle, build that body fat, have a great physique, know the right training routine, know the right diet, right? You go to that website, they want to make it appear to be as complicated as possible, right? That way, you don't think you can do it by yourself, right? Oh, wow, this way, I got to invest in this program. This is way too complicated. No wonder I couldn't figure it out. It's so complicated. And you invest in the program. All right, now I'm going to give the fitness experts the benefit of that a couple ways. Number one is I think this only applies to a very small percentage of sophisticated fitness marketers. Most fitness experts, I believe, they're doing it more at a good will and heart. They put money way, way, way second. But there are some very sophisticated fitness marketers, and you can kind of tell they don't have necessarily the hardcore approach. Their bodies aren't hardcore, but they got millions of followers, and it's a machine back there, right? Those are the very successful marketers, right? Again, I think that's a small percentage. But I do think that even though it's not their intention, it's just the way they think, just their extreme nature. That's why they're a fitness expert. They make it complicated. Like they love it complicated, although complicated isn't going to work for you, for your lifestyle. But some, you know, again, the marketers, they tell you to make it complicated so you don't think you can do it yourself. Now, the promise is, though, they're also instructed, once you commit, you give them the money, you make your investment, now you've got skin in the game, you have that attention, it changes their mindset, and they want to make it simple and effective, right, so you actually follow through. So make it complicated going in so you don't think you can do it, but when they deliver the goods, it's going to be simple and effective so you actually get results, all right? And that's the best case scenario. I say that's the best case scenario because some fitness experts, again, because it's their identity, they just love things complicated. It's the game. They don't have all of the responsibilities you have, right? They don't care to put in all this effort. It may be complicated once you get in, too, right? So you got to realize this, whether they're doing it intentionally or not. If you believe it, the only way to do this is if it's complicated. That may be how you're misunderstanding that, how you're being misled, and that's not going to serve you. But you need to understand that is an actual strategy, right? And again, I think that that's what the small percentage of sophisticated fitness marketers, experts, right? Marketers first, experts are second, right? And some of the other ones, they just love it complicated. It's not going to work for you, right? I talk about the one-on-one coaching that I do where, you know, I spend hours, whether it's, 5 weeks, 3 weeks, could be even one session to help men break through this conversation. It's intense. The conversations are recorded. I have my guys prepare before. I have them prepare afterwards, right? It's an intense hour, very labor, you know, intensive. But it really works. It really creates this change, right? You know, but think about it. If you got, just say, like a million followers, right? And you do a program, maybe get you in the website where you don't have to, I got to talk to you. I get to talk to you, right? And it's just some digital program, some course that I say isn't cookie cutter, but how do I know what your goals are? You're going to have to adhere to this program. Maybe got 3 different versions, but it's not designed for you. Even if I, just because I don't say it's a cookie cutter and I sell it for $99, I've got 1 million followers. I do the math. If I sell just to one, if I sell 100,000 of them to my 1 million followers and I don't have to talk to them, right? And I sold it for $99. That's some pretty good money, right? Hands free, right? Not like talking one-on-one. That's what produced results, but be a lot better just to sell you cookie-cutter programs that I say aren't cookie-cutter programs. I never have to talk to you and get $99 from a lot of people. Got to understand that, right? Like I said, the great news is that very few fitness experts are sophisticated marketers, and they do this to you intentionally. That's my opinion, right? But the bad news is there's too many fitness experts who actually believe that you must take the complicated approach in order to succeed. All right, number eight, the dirty dozen, right? Why you're confused, frustrated, why you're being misled by the fitness experts is fake becauses and just plain dumb ones. I'll repeat that again. Fake becauses and just plain dumb ones. So I go back to Robert Cialdini. He's the author of the book Influence, the Psychology of Persuasion. And he talks about this scene, a copy machine in the office. And they did this experiment that if you just say, hey, I need to cut in front of you in line, and you just said because, and it didn't matter, because I'm late, because I'm lazy, because I want to get to the front. It didn't matter what you said as long as you said a because. And they tell you that anytime you want to influence somebody, just say because, and there has to be a because behind it. And their compliance, willing to do what you say, the more credibility, it goes up dramatically. That's what the study says. And so to influence someone, you know, you said you should do this training room because, right? It doesn't matter. See, that's the captive audience. When you're new to this, you're going to the expert, you're impressed with them visually, or their certainty and confidence, or whatever it is, or you want to change so badly, and then they say do it this way because, all right? And you're influenced. Right? Sometimes these becauses don't make sense. Sometimes they really believe that. They really believe it. Some of them, they're just plain dumb becauses, right? But how are you going to know all this? You're smart. It's just this new world. And so a lot of the bad information that you're getting that isn't working, if you really thought about it, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I don't watch a whole lot of videos. I mean, I've gone through my learning time, and if I do watch a video, I'm kind of seeing maybe their presentation because I'm not the most sophisticated on videos or whatever that may be, at least not at this point. And so I ran into a video that someone asked these, and I'll talk about it, black and white questions, asking these questions, right? And he wanted to know, how many sets of every exercise do I do? And I'll tell you, the guy looked great. He seemed like a great guy. No doubt about it. He seemed sincere. I really believe he believed what he said. And so he made the video, how many sets should you do for every exercise? And he said three. And he even had some becauses. Because the first set, you break down 50% of the muscle. You break down 50% of the muscle during the first set. The second set, you break down 75% of the muscle. And the third set, you break down 95% of the muscle. And the interesting thing is he even had a because over that, because you don't want to break down more than 95%. You don't want to go past that. So that was the answer three for those reasons. And I'm thinking, that makes no sense at all. Everybody, me at 30 years, I break down 50%. What if I haven't been training for a while? What if I've been training for 100 days straight? Do I still break down 50% because it's the first? Everybody does. A brand new teenager in the gym, he breaks down 50. Where'd he get that number from? And the second one is 75%, third one's 95%. Wait a second here. I usually do three different exercises, all right? So just say I did three sets, like you said, for those reasons, those becauses. What about the second set and the third set? Does my body reset its breakage point? So the first exercise or the second exercise, do I go back to zero so I break down 50% again? Or second set, which is really the fifth set of that body part, right? Does it still do 75? It makes no sense at all. Because I would think that if I, my first three sets, like you said, I did 95%, I'd be go way over 95%, which I guess I shouldn't do, right? With the second exercise, 1, 2, 3, the third exercise, 1, 2, 3, because who's just going to do one exercise and only three sets? And I was just thinking, wow, that was convincing. That way to say, you know, and there's just a lot there. And again, maybe they're just doing it the way that they really believe it worked. Maybe that was taught to them. Maybe it'll still give you the results, but that because you're getting a lot of fake becauses, whether they're intended or they just don't know. But again, that happens. You should be able to know why you do everything, right? And if you don't know the reason why, at least you don't know the reason. It'll help you get closer. Well, why is this so confusing? I don't even know why I'm doing anything, right? All right. So number nine is fitness is a huge part of a fitness expert's identity and not yours, all right? Number nine of the Dirty Dozen. Fitness is a huge part of a fitness expert's identity and not yours, okay? What do I mean by that? That's how they live, how they breathe, maybe how they make their money, their thing that makes them feel great about themselves. Tony Robbins, peak performance specialist, motivational speaker, tells us that a person's identity is the most powerful force that guides their thoughts and actions all throughout the day, all throughout the night. A person will walk, talk, and act, make decisions, and not make decisions based on the way they see themselves, that identity. A person is forced to stay consistent with their identity, good times, bad times, and everything in between. So what does that mean? How does that relate to you and fitness experts and getting the information that you need to how to choose the right workout for you or the right diet for you? Well, again, you're getting information from the fitness. It's everything in the world to them, right? Look, I'm in that same situation too, where this is my business. But at the same time, my identity is helping men like you. My identity is being in your same situation with my family and business. To not overdo it, to use the least amount of my willpower, focus, and energy time, it would be against my identity to go overboard like I did 20 years ago and then profess that there are more effective and efficient ways. That would go against my identity. But make no mistake about it, being fit is part of my identity, and it has to be. All right, so there's nothing wrong with the fitness experts. It's part of their identity. But I tell you, it's a secret sauce that pushes them forward, keeps them disciplined, keeps them focused. And sometimes they don't understand that, and they don't have the empathy and understanding for you and what you're doing. And they'll just say, just do the hardcore approach like me. Do the extreme approach like me. It's optimal, just do it. Well, that's a shame, because there are dozens and dozens of ways to get point A from to point B, from where you are now to where you want to go. And if they don't have that empathy and they're giving you something that's hardcore, that is going to not be congruent with the life, you'll quit, you'll be overwhelmed, you won't be able to sustain it. And they're not helping you, the fitness experts, because that identity, because their extreme nature of thinking and doing, they aren't resourceful to help you be resourceful, find other ways to do it. And I'll tell you this, is something I totally disagree with. And it ties in with what I'm saying is, you've seen fitness experts go, look, it's just an hour a day. You're just not dedicated. You're just not disciplined. I don't care if you have a busy, productive life, right? I don't care how old you are. I don't care what it is. If you want to do it, just an hour a day. You just need to be more dedicated. And they'll directly state that to you. They certainly will say it over the internet. I don't know about these people. I always thought that was a bad idea because, oh, you know what? I was going to hire that guy to be my coach or my trainer, but I don't want to be that guy he's talking about on the internet, right? So they'll directly state or imply that it's just an hour a day. If you're really dedicated, you would just do all these things. Meal prep Sunday, measure out your food, take it everywhere with you, count every calorie, count every macro, split your workout, your training from your cardio, do it 6 days a week, 2 hours, more and more volume, whatever it is. Hey, if you want to reach your goals, you got to do it this way. Again, they just may lack empathy or experience, or they don't understand your lifestyle. They're not going to be resourceful, and there's so many ways so you can better allocate your willpower, focus, energy, and time that they're not going to have access to. You got to understand that. You just see it one way, right? And I understand that. I'm 16 years removed from being there, and now I'm older, got the same lifestyle as you. Right? I had to be resourceful, and that's what I teach you. But make no mistake about it. That identity plays a big factor. Even for me, everybody loves The Rock, right? And he's in great shape, and he works out all the time. You know, it's part of his identity, being the leading man, right? A lot of people counting on him. Investors, movies, the screenwriter, it's their big shot. They're not a big movie star. The whole movie, the whole business of that movie In all the theaters all around the world, he's the center. He's the centerpiece. He's the focus of it all. It's part of his identity. He's got so much of that secret sauce, that drive, that motivation to do the things that he must. It's really important for you to remember that as you are wondering why this information isn't jiving with you. All right, number 10, nutrition is so important to the process, and you really need to know that. You've heard it's 80% of the way you look and feel is the way your eating habits. A lot of older men who come to me, got to just drive that in, right? But here's the thing. Most of the nutrition information is really meant for overweight and inactive people. And the little bit of information that's left is meant for younger men who live the extreme lifestyles, right? Think about that, all right? So in this big industry of weight loss, what they basically do for that inactive person, man or woman, who's 50 pounds overweight, really it's just keep it simple. Don't get them confused. Little simple terms. Move more and eat less. Give them about 2,000 calories or less to eat. They probably won't stick with it, but it points them in the right direction. Whether they crash and hit a wall later, they're probably not going to get there. And that's the mentality. And that's how they explain things. And it creeps in to even the way a dedicated man who's a little bolder, even if they've been training for 10 years. Those very, 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 very basic nutritional philosophies will creep in, especially if they're not really focusing on the nutrition like they know they should. And then on the other extreme is that it's, again, the hardcore. You got to eat this exact macronutrient, this many calories. You got to rotate your carbs on certain days. You got to rotate your calories. You eat this on training days, that on not training. You got to have your food. We got to build meal prep percentage. So there's this small gap that's for you, a busy man with busy productive life. Again, there's not a lot of information for you. If you take the very, very basic information, that's not going to get you that last 10 or 15 pounds. It's not going to put you in the top 5% like me. It's too basic. It's not going to work for what you're trying to do. And if you can't, I guess you could adopt the other extreme information, and I'm sure that'll get you there, but it's going to, you know, dismantle everything you work for with your family and your business. You're in that sweet spot. You got to know the nutrition. You got to put a priority. But the information there, that's not designed for you, and it's too important of a part. That's what's keeping you from getting higher than that, just looking just a little bit better than the men your age and not closer to me, is that there is information that is specific to you that you have to understand. You can't put it off. You can't just throw up your hands. Well, I don't know the right diet. All right. Number 11, the basics that work get boring for the fitness expert and for you. All right, I'll say that again, number 11 of the dirty dozen, dirty little secrets of the fitness expert that are keeping you frustrated, confused, and misled. All right, the basics that work get boring for the fitness expert and for you. All right, so let's talk about it, right? So someone has a YouTube channel, right? And so they'll start off with, you know, the 10 or 15 foundational organizing principles, right? The basic, the blocking, the tackling, you know, dotting the I, crossing the T's, the stuff that is the organizing principle to be successful in everywhere in life, right? So it could be how to construct a training routine or whatever the basics, right? Well, you know, after 6 months of having a YouTube channel, especially if it's popular, right, especially years from now, they are so far past those basic things that the influx of new people, maybe you who are looking on the internet, you haven't been with them their five-year journey. And, you know, they have so many videos now, you really should go back to video number 1 through 10. That's 5 years ago. That's hundreds of videos. You're not going to search that far because number one is, I know we want, well, I don't want to, what if there's new stuff? I don't want to go back 5 years, the old stuff. And all the new stuff is the new, exciting, different, complicated, because they're bored of the basics. Long time ago, they did it. They probably have done 5 videos of the basics. It's done. It's over with. And they're taking it to another level. They got to do something new. But what you don't understand, and sometimes the fitness experts don't understand, life works with this 80-20 rule, right? I don't make that up, but it shows up in all areas of life. There's 100 things, so to speak, what to do. I mean this metaphorically. 20 of them make the biggest impact. You got to know what the 20 most important things are, and then not just do them. get better and 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 better at those 20. You got to know, respect, and get better at those 20s. That's how you get to higher levels. Not by, oh, show me something new. Because 99 isn't going to do anything for you. It might give you a quarter of a percent at best. Certainly, the higher you go. But now you're just getting all this information going on the internet. And when there's one little hot topic, I mean, this certain training or this diet, then they're all saying, because it's all getting the current views, because the guy's asking the wrong questions, punching it into the computer, all looking for, you know, whatever it is, the hot diet of the day or the hot training thing or whatever. And they, hey, I got to get in on that. I got to make a video for that. I got a keyword at that. That's not what you need, especially at this stage. You probably just don't need to know what the basics are, but now it's getting all blurred. And you're doing 99, you're stressing out. Because you don't do number 99 right, and you don't even know what the top 20 are, let alone get better and better. Might be missing things, the building blocks, right? The basics get boring for the fitnesses, but here's the thing, too. This is where I put responsibility. They get boring for the men who, even though they don't have the body that they want, they don't feel certain and confident. They are certain. They've already heard the basics. They are certain they did their best, and the basics, they've already checked that box up. That's not where the answers are. It's in the new exciting step. And so when the, even if the fitness expert did what you need and not what you wanted, all right, the experts will be saying, the men looking for information, even though they don't have the bodies that they want, show me something new. You've already said that. There's nothing new about this. I did a video. It's been widely accepted. All right. A lot of views. I'll just put that. A lot of views. And a lot of likes versus dislikes. And, you know, somebody would say, well, there's nothing new. There's nothing new in this arm training routine. Like, what I got to invent exercises? I got to make up certain ones? I got to give you fake becauses? Oh, do this instead to be unique and different, to keep your attention? That's what's happening. So if you are looking for the information and it's always something new and different and there's always a fitness expert to give you something new and different, they're not emphasizing the basics or certainly not enough or you're not interpreting it, could be both your problems. It could be just your problem. It could be just the fitness expert. But if you think you're getting all the wrong information, that's throwing you off. You're doing this work. It's not working. Well, you're getting the new and exciting information. That's number 99, number 72. You're not getting the basics that work. You don't know the appreciation. You're not getting better and better. They're kind of giving you what you want, right? Likes, shares, you know, and retweets. You know, the thing about it with fitness experts, you know, Tony Robbins says the secret to life is to grow. You know, as long as you're growing, you're going to be happy. If you stay stagnant, you're not going to be happy. And that's true with fitness experts. Just say they built up a great following. That's why they grabbed your attention, because you were influenced by their social proof with all their followers. And let's just say that, you know, they put up a video and the first day it gets 10,000 views. Well, trust me, that's what they expect. Anything under that, it's going backwards and they don't want to go backwards, right? So just say, oh man, I've been talking to guys and this is just something that they're really not getting. They don't know they're not getting. I really need to make this video. And I'll tell you, that could get 5,000 views, probably better than most. But if they're used to getting 10,000 views, they don't want to get one that gets half the views, even if you need it. And so it's the pressure to constantly grow, constantly grow, constantly grow. Gary Vaynerchuk, a social media expert, talks about that, because there's so many experts that if they know it's not going to get the views, it's not going to meet what they did before, the likes, the shares, the comments, or whatever, they won't put it up. Even if it's what they really believe in their heart, that would be really helpful information to their tribe, their crowd, they won't put it up. Because they don't want to go backwards in terms of views. You're a fitness expert. They're human beings just like that too, right? So you can see how it all feeds into each other, right? There's a saying, and if you're my age, around my age, remember Happy Days as a kid, right? That was a long-running show, very popular. Remember when we had to actually watch TV, network TV, the three channels at the time Happy Days came on, right? What was that, Tuesday nights at 8 or whatever, right? Well, that had a long run, very popular show, and then they were running out of ideas. And so, you know, if you know that phrase, maybe you don't know where it came from, of jumping the shark, jumping the shark. Well, what that means is when someone's finally, they've just pushed everything, they've run out of ideas, now they do something stupid, outrageous, right? Something so out of the norm, it doesn't make sense. Desperate, right? They jump the shark. Well, that was because in Happy Days, they were running out of ideas. They should have probably ended the show a few seasons before. And Fonzie, you know, the cool guy, he was, he was water skiing and he was in the bar with his leather jacket, right? He was, or the, you know, the Mel's Diner or whatever, right? Now he's on a lake, he's water skiing, he's wearing his leather jacket and a t-shirt and some cut-off jeans or whatever, jumping over an actual shark. And that was where the phrase came, jump the shark. Trust me, if you're experts, fitness, they're not talking about the basics, getting better and better, and they're entertaining you and being funny and wearing costumes. If they're talking about who's natty, who's not natty, somebody else, the gossip or whatever, talking about people and not concepts, they run out of ideas. They've jumped the shark, all right? And, you know, I get it. I get the addiction to the likes and the views and take it to the next level, but that's not going to help you, and you need to understand that, all right? When you wonder why this information is so confusing, why you're so frustrated, why you're being misled by the fitness experts. And number 12 is you demand black and white answers, and the fitness expert gives them to you. All right, so number 12 of this dirty dozen, you demand black and white answers, and the fitness expert gives them to you. All right, what do I mean by that? I mean, really? I mean, depending on your goals and how hard you work, your years of experience. Let's go back to what I said about, like, how many sets should you do for every exercise? You know, that's just a bad question in so many ways, right? Not that I don't understand why you would ask that, right? You're trying to break down and figure out a workout. But if you get an answer, you're missing meaning. And basically what I'm saying is, like, you know, whether it's your chest or your biceps, if you do just say three exercises, the exercises aren't just, you know, like this portion of the chest and this, you know, what you may hear. You know, it's basically all working the chest, whatever one, all three of the exercises. So it's not about how many of each exercise, it's what the total number of sets are. So it's all about nine sets, not necessarily three exercises of with three sets each, even though you can equal nine that way, because the three exercises basically work the chest. The three exercises basically work the bicep, right? So it's what you put into it, all right? But it's hard to answer. You're looking for answers. You want it black and white. I've done videos where I think I've done a masterful job talking about the nuance, right? We talked about the guy who makes $1 million a year versus the guy who makes 100,000. Doesn't work 10 times as many hours in a day. He's not 10 times smarter. He just knows the nuance, the subtleties. He sees the world in colors, right? That's at the highest level that you want to get to. It's not black and white, right? You're asking questions. You just give me the black. And like I said, I've done videos where I thought I did a masterful job of being situational, all right? Well, you didn't answer the question. No, I did answer the question, right? Oh, so, okay, just 3, 4, 7, 30 minutes, recumbent bite. Yes, no, broccoli is best. If you need a black and white answer, you're going to get one. But then what's going to happen is someone's going to challenge that black and white answer. They're going to have the research and science. You know, it's your demand for black and white answers. And I get it. But the highest level, maybe the level that you're at now, you got to think more in nuance. And, you know, it's frustrating for the fitness expert, because really the videos should a lot of times say, it depends. Everything should be, it depends. All right. So number 12 of why you're so confused and frustrated and being misled, you know, by the fitness expert is you demand black and white answers and the fitness expert gives them to you. All right. Just remember that. All right. So, you know, a lot of things. I hope that, you know, kind of gives you some enlightenment, kind of clears your head. You know, you still got to do the work. You still got to find that training strategy that works for you through all of this and the diet. But just having this understanding of why the information is being presented this way, why it's so confusing. They blame each other. You blame them. You try this. So frustrating. You don't know what to do next. Maybe settle for a physique that you really don't want, but you don't see another way. You tried so many different ways that you're not trying anymore. Maybe you think it's because of your age. You know, I want to know what you got from this podcast. Below, I have a questionnaire, and this is the same questionnaire that I have my one-on-one coaching clients fill out the next day after we do a one-on-one coaching session. I'm going to have you, what did you find most valuable? What did you get out of this? I'm just going to give you the same exact review form that I give my coaching clients. You can see what that's all about, right? I want you to just take the time and submit it to me. Maybe I'll reach out to you if you play all out of what you took from this. Did you find this enlightening? What did you get from it? I want to know. Because see, to me, this is just repetitive conversation that I say one-on-one all the time. It's new, right? There's subtleties, it's nuance that it would be hard to put on a video. But I want to know what you took out of it. What was most enlightening? Did it make sense to you? Did it not make sense? Was it helpful? Did it confuse it even more? I want your honest feedback. Again, tell me what your situation is. I'll reach out to you if you play all out. And again, although this is labor intensive, right? But it's effective, this one-on-one coaching. This is what I do with my guys, right? It's not just a $99 program left up to your interpretation, or this one-on-one back and forth. If you are a little bit older, you've got the rest of your life set up, well, you did the work, and now the challenge is your fitness, you're frustrated. I think I've done a great job, a rock-solid case on why you may take responsibility, but I understand why. It may not be your fault, but maybe give you a better understanding of why it's so hard to find this fitness information, smart guy like you. If you want to cut through all this, I got a questionnaire down below, and that's what I want you to fill out. I can put a coaching package together. We'll talk one-on-one. Just fill it out. Tell me your story, what your goals are, what you've done in the past. Right? Tell me why you didn't think it worked. Tell me how important it is to you. Just go through the questionnaire. Submit it to me, too. And I'll call you. I'll text you. It's from the 925 area. We can talk about one-on-one coaching so you can get through all this confusion, frustration, overwhelm. Like I said, you probably see why it's so confusing. It probably gives you enlightenment. Now you just need to get to work. And we can cut through this through one-on-one coach. We can find a package that's best for you, whether it's, I don't know, two sessions, one session. Guys have been with me as they go on to life coaching and business coaching. As much as 5 years, we talk every single week. I've got a coaching program for you and your needs. This is all of that I do. All right? So if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, you found this enlightening, tell me about it. Let's talk about one-on-one coaching. See if it's a good fit. If not, that's fine. Maybe I can direct you to some videos. But reach out if you're at all interested. Fill out that questionnaire. I will call you. I'll text you. I'll email. Get in contact. We'll talk on the phone. We'll see if my one-on-one coaching is a good fit for you. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast, Workouts for Older Men. Again, the Dirty Dozen. Here's why you're confused, frustrated, and being misled by the fitness experts when you want to just know how do you choose the right workout plan, or how do you choose the right diet for you, right? Reach out to me, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Make sure that you visit my skiplacour.com website. You can call me at 213-973-8790. I'll put that information down below. Be more than happy to expand upon what we talked about and get it specific to you. All right, so thanks for listening and have a great day.